Mere learning is not enough. The Mahabharata is full of allegoric episodes called Upajñanas. One can learn many morals from them. While in exile in the forest, the Pandavas were visiting many holy rivers and hermitages. Each one had a significant history attached to it. One of the hermitages was that of Raibhya on the banks of Ganga. The sage Raibhya had two sons, Paravasu and Aravasu, who became highly proficient in Shastras. Once he sent them to officiate at a sacrifice to be conducted by King Brihadyumna. They left for the king's palace. One day, as Paravasu returned to his father's hermitage during night time, he found a beast-like form crouching near a tree and killed it. But to his horror, he found that it was his father himself. He hastily performed the funeral rites and went back to the king's palace. There, he explained the situation to his younger brother, Aravasu. He said to his brother, "This mishap should not come in the way of our duty to supervise the sacrifice. But still, some rites are yet to be performed by me for our departed father. You cannot manage this yajna single-handed. So, you go back to our hermitage, complete the rites on my behalf, and come back here to help me. Also, I, being the chief priest in performing this yajna, cannot do the funeral rites and also conduct the yajna." Aravasu faithfully followed his brother's instructions and returned to his father. He had a pure heart and his only concern was to discharge the duties assigned to him. Whatever he had to do, he did with heart and heart in it. This purity of character was reflected on his face, which was shining brightly. Paravasu saw the beaming face of his younger brother, and a sudden stroke of jealousy overpowered him. Immediately, his wicked mind worked. He shouted to the assembly there, "See, this person has killed a Brahmin, and so he cannot enter the presence of the sacred yajna." On hearing this accusation, Aravasu was taken aback for a moment. He could not understand the behavior of his brother. All the people around were staring as if he were a criminal and has done a cruel deed. He did not understand what to say to them to prove his innocence. He could not contain his indignation. He addressed the people, "Oh, gentlemen, listen to me, and I am telling the truth. He is my elder brother. He actually killed our father. He directed me to do the funeral rites on his behalf, so that he could continue to supervise the yajna here." Everybody assembled there laughed at this. This made matters worse for him. The assembly ridiculed him, saying, "Who will act as a proxy to expiate the sins of another? The virtuous Aravasu, besides being falsely accused of a crime, had also been branded a liar." This was too much for a person who was pure-hearted and an adherent of truth. He could bear it no longer and retired to the forest to undertake a righteous penance. The gods were kind to him and he was asked to express his wish. Due to his rigorous penance and deep meditation for some time, he got rid of his anger and the urge for revenge. So, he only prayed for the restoration of his father's life and his brother's transformation into a good person. This was necessary not only for his brother alone, but for others also, who may be harmed by him as he himself was. Though both Paravasu and Aravasu were great scholars, Paravasu was afflicted with wicked thoughts and his younger brother was virtuous, kind-hearted, and full of understanding of others. This shows that mere learning alone will not confer greatness. It is the integration of good thoughts, words, and deeds that bring greatness.